I would observe that on the panel this past Tuesday, you were actually the winner because you did have the most books, right?
Yes, that's right.
But I also noticed in the conversation between you, there were references I heard about one or the other of you associating together, studying various books, reading books together. I think Derek mentioned that a couple times. So my question is, are the three of you particular friends within the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire community? Do you have a special gravitational force holding you together because of your common faith as well as your scientific outlook?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think our common faith is a bond. The three of us are not close buddies or hang out all the time or anything like that. But right now, Derek and I are reading a couple books together right now at the moment, reading through this Elaine Eklund book that I referenced earlier. And we've read a couple books in the past, Derek and I, one called The Lost World of Genesis 1 by a theologian named John Walton. And also this book that Derek mentioned, Finding Darwin's God. And it's nice for me to have someone who is also both a scientist and a Christian to be able to sort of bounce some of these ideas off of, because Derek, I think, understands the perspective I come from of kind of having a foot in both communities and wanting to be strong in my faith, but also be a good scientist. And so, yeah, there is a real fun, I guess, and a good aspect of being able to do that.